From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The head of Egypt's investigation team says no definite conclusions have been reached concerning the crash of a Russian passenger airliner last week over the Sinai Peninsula. However, there are increasing indications that a bomb destroyed the plane. Egypt's chief investigator, Ayman al-Mukaddam, said his team has not been able to determine whether an unexplained noise during the final second of audio recordings from the cockpit of the doomed jet signaled an explosion or something else. Mukaddam said all data from the Airbus jet flying from Sharm el-Sheikh on the Red Sea coast to St. Petersburg, Russia, ended 23 minutes and 14 seconds after takeoff, while the plane's autopilot mechanism was engaged. He added that debris was scattered over a 13-kilometer-wide area on the ground, confirming that the aircraft shattered into pieces at high altitude. All 224 people on board the jet, a charter flight operated by the Russian company Metrojet, died last Saturday. A top U.S. military official in the Middle East says the pace of U.S. airstrikes targeting Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq is likely to increase in the coming weeks after a lull in September and October. Air Force Lieutenant General Charles Brown said Saturday the slowdown in coalition bombing raids was due to poor weather and a lack of movement by Islamic State forces on the ground. Speaking to reporters, Brown also rejected criticism that the U.S.-led coalition has been carrying out fewer airstrikes because of Russian air raids in Syria. This is VOA News. The leaders of Taiwan and China engaged in a historic handshake Saturday before beginning a summit in Singapore, the first face-to-face meeting between the two sides since 1949. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese leader Xi Jinping smiled and waved to a throng of journalists, then began their meeting. She spoke at the opening of the meeting. He said, "No force can pull us apart. We are one family." Ma also spoke. He said, "Even though this is the first meeting, we feel like old friends." He said he's determined to promote peace across the Taiwan Strait, adding that both sides should respect each other's values and way of life. Authorities in China are predicting the meeting will be a major historic milestone in the development of cross-strait relations. In Taiwan, angry protesters tried to storm parliament in Taipei as Ma left for the meeting. A Russian media magnate and former aide to Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin has been found dead in a hotel room in the U.S. Capitol. American and Russian authorities are both trying to determine what caused the death of 57-year-old Mikhail Lessin, a former Russian cabinet minister and a founder of the international media company RT, originally known as Russia Today. President Putin mourned Lessin Saturday, saying he made great contributions to modern Russian mass media. RT's English language service said Lessin died of a heart attack. President Barack Obama has rejected the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline project, a plan to build a pipeline to transport Canadian crude oil to the U.S. Gulf states. VOA correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more.
The Keystone XL pipeline project had become a centerpiece of the debate over President Obama's environmental agenda and stated commitment to take bold action to curb climate change. With the UN summit on climate change set for Paris in December, Obama rejected construction of the oil pipeline that would have carried crude from Canada to U.S. ports along the Gulf of Mexico.
The State Department has decided that the Keystone XL pipeline would not serve the national interests of the United States. I agree with that decision.
The decision drew sharp and quick reaction from members of the Republican-led Congress who backed construction of the pipeline, saying it would create jobs, reduce oil prices, and U.S. reliance on foreign oil. Mary Alice Salinas, The White House.
And I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.